This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي أما بعد. Brothers and sisters, الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الحمد لله ثم الحمد لله. We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always for making us from amongst those who believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, worship Allah and submit to Allah. And the ni'mah of Islam, it is the greatest ni'mah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon you as a human being. And if others knew of Islam, they'll have no other choice and option except for them to embrace Islam. Which is very unfortunate that a lot of people misunderstand Islam, from Muslims and non-Muslims. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from amongst those who appreciate and value Islam in their life. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam would say every single morning and every single evening, Alhamdulillah ala ni'matil Islam wa kafa biha ni'mah. We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the bounty and the mercy of Islam, and it is the greatest mercy and bounty in my life. So we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala once again, Alhamdulillah ala ni'matil Islam wa kafa biha ni'mah. Brothers and sisters, we started talking about the story of Yusuf alayhi salam and the test that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put Yusuf alayhi salam from a young age, and how the brothers of Yusuf alayhi salam turned on him and then they cast him in a well. Then later on he was taken from that well to Egypt, and then he was enslaved by his master, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tested him the big test, which is where we stopped at last when we're talking about the story of Yusuf alayhi salam, when the wife of his master, and she's also, in one way or another, she's also his master. So when the wife of the master, Al-Aziz, the treasurer, she tried to seduce him in committing the haram with her. And we mentioned why. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had gifted Yusuf alayhi salam the gift of beauty. He was very, very good looking, handsome, young man. And as the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam mentions in one hadith, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the beauty, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala divided the beauty into two halves. One, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had distributed that amongst all his creation, and the other half was given to Yusuf alayhi salam on his own. When the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam encountered Yusuf alayhi salam in one of the heavens, when the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam was ascending to the heavens, and then he went through the first, second, third, fourth, and fifth, then up to the sixth heaven, and then the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam ascended to the Sidratul Muntaha and met with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He encountered Yusuf alayhi salam, and then the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam says, I've never ever seen someone more beautiful and handsome than Yusuf alayhi salam. And you could imagine Yusuf alayhi salam being young, good looking, single, slave, and enslaved by a non-Muslim, non-believer, maybe non-upright person, unrighteous person. So the wife of the treasurer, and she's also the wife of his master, and she is his master in one way or another, she tried to seduce him. And then she called him into her room, and then she locked that room, and then she tried to touch him, and she asked him, and she wanted to be intimate with him, and he refused. And we've spoken about the story, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that in the Quran Kareem about the proof and evidence. If his shirt has been ripped off from the front, then he is in the wrong. And if his shirt has been ripped off from the back, then she is in the wrong. And then when the master saw that his shirt is being ripped off from the back, قَالَ هَذَا مِنْ كَيْدِكُنْ إِنَّ كَيْدَكُنَّ عَظِيمٌ. This is your evil plotting, and your evil plotting is so severe. But what did the master, what did the husband of this woman, that he later on found out that she was trying to seduce her and slave? Subhanallah, people usually sometimes, when they're at that level, when they reach to the level of power and fame, they start losing their integrity. Not all, of course, but the nature and the environment of those people, they start losing their integrity. They start to lose their jealousy. So what did he do? What measures, what action did he take against his wife? He just reprimanded her. He told her, you know what, don't do this again. And Yusuf, keep quiet. Don't mention this to anyone. And that's where we stopped at. Now the news, the rumor started to spread around that Yusuf alayhi salam, was put in that position. And the rumor was going around that the wife of the treasurer tried to seduce her and slave. وَقَالَ نِسْوَةٌ فِي الْمَدِينَةِ إِمْرَأَةُ الْعَزِيزِ تُرَاوِدُ فَتَاهَا عَن نَفْسِهِ قَدْ شَغَفَهَا حُبَّا إِنَّ لَنَرَاهَا فِي ضَلَالٍ مُبِينٍ. And a group of women who are also at the same level, so that group of women that we're talking about, the wife of the treasurer, who she tried to seduce Yusuf alayhi salam, there were other wives of other ministers, because you're talking about the treasurer, so he's a minister. The wives of other ministers, the wives of other chiefs of the country, they got together and they were talking, you know, they were gossiping and they were saying, look, the wife of the treasurer, she tried to seduce her and slave. How low is that? Not low in seducing him. How low, how could someone in the position of being the wife of the treasurer seduce a slave? So it wasn't like they were shocked that she was seducing someone. They were shocked that she was seducing a slave. Because unfortunately, in that class of people, not all of course, but it is an environment that allows such things happening. It is an environment that opens that door to it. And obviously you've got political leaders who are honorable, and you've got those who are dishonorable, those who have integrity, those who don't. So we're talking about people at the leadership level. You're talking about the wife of the treasurer, who's considered to be the second most powerful man in Egypt. وَقَالَ نِسْوَةٌ فِي الْمَدِينَةِ امْرَأَةُ الْعَزِيزِ تُرَاوِدُ فَتَاهَا عَنْ نَفْسِهِ. They were talking about, how could the wife of the treasurer try and seduce her enslaved boy? How low is that? Couldn't she look for someone better? So they were reprimanding, they were talking, they were gossiping against the action of the treasurer's wife, against her action, not because she was seducing someone, because she was seducing a slave. قَدْ شَغَفَهَا حُبَّا. What kind of a love is that? That leads someone to seduce their own slave. إِنَّا لَنَرَاهَا فِي ضَلَالٍ مُبِينٍ. It seems that she is in great misguidance. It seems that this woman had really lost the plot for her to be in her position as the wife of the treasurer and get seduced her slave. No. This is something unheard of. How low is that? When she heard of that, فَلَمَّا سَمِعَتْ بِمَكْرِهِنَّ. When she heard of that, what did she do? She gathered them. فَلَمَّا سَمِعَتْ بِمَكْرِهِنَّ أَرْسَلَتْ إِلَيْهِنَّ وَأَعْتَدَتْ لَهُنَّ مُتَّكَآتْ. When the rumor started to spread, and she heard of that rumor, and she heard of those ladies and those women who are also on the same level as her, wives of other ministers, chiefs, so it's not like your commoners, your normal people. When she heard of that rumor going around, and she heard of those ladies gossiping over her and talking that she is trying to seduce her and slave, she gathered them. So they're all on the same level. Wives of other ministers, chiefs, political leaders. She gathered them. Let's get together. Let's get together. You know what they have these days? Subhiyat, early in the morning. Let's get together for a cup of coffee. Let's get together for lunch. Let's get together for dinner. So she gathered them. She gathered those women that were talking about her. وَأَعْتَدَتْ لَهُنَّ مُتَّكَأَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala even says, and she even prepared for them a nice banquet. She prepared for them a nice meal. She comforted them. She wanted them to get comfortable. Because she's planning something. What is she planning? She's trying to prove to them the reason why she tried to seduce this young man. وَآتَتْ كُلَّ وَاحِدَةٍ مِّنْهُنَّ سَكِّينًا. And she gave him a fruit platter. There were fruits, plates, knives. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention of, she gave each one of them a knife for them to peel off whatever they need when they cut the fruits. وَآتَتْ كُلَّ وَاحِدَةٍ مِّنْهُنَّ سِكِّينًا. And while they were laughing, enjoying their time, and she comforted them. You could sense that from the speech of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from the words of Allah azza wa jal, in this verse, how she comforted them. She comforted them to the extent, sit down, relax, feel right at home. Here's some food, here's some fruits, here's a knife, here's a plate, peel it off, eat, relax, enjoy your time. While they were in that position and state, وقالت اخرج عليهن. She calls upon Yusuf alayhi salam. Come in, slave Yusuf. Come in. She summons him, she calls him in front of the rest of the ladies, in front of the other women, while they were peeling off the fruit and eating and drinking, enjoying their time. And so relaxed, Yusuf alayhi salam enters the room. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَلَمَّا رَأَيْنَا. When they looked at him, when they saw Yusuf alayhi salam and the beauty of Yusuf alayhi salam, أَكْبَرْنَهُ. They greatly admired him. They've never seen a good looking young handsome man like this man before. وَقَطَّعْنَا أَيْدِيَهُمْ. And then they start to peel off their own skin of their own hands without them even realizing that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is describing and depicting the position, the event. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is painting this image in our mind, how much they really admired Yusuf alayhi salam and blown away by the beauty of Yusuf alayhi salam, to the extent they start to peel off the skin. They didn't chop their fingers, they start to peel it off without them even realizing that, without them even noticing that. They were overwhelmed, they were taken by the beauty of Yusuf alayhi salam. وَقَطَّعْنَا أَيْدِيَهُنَّ وَقُلْنَا حَاشَ لِلَّهِ. حَاشَ لِلَّهِ, perfect is Allah. حَاشَ لِلَّهِ is a term they use. Wow! Wow! You know that wow factor? Like, you know, how beautiful is this person? They were blown away by the beauty of Yusuf alayhi salam. مَا هَذَا بَشَرْ إِنْ هَذَا إِلَّا مَلَكٌ كَرِيمٌ. This is not a human being, he's an angel. Look how beautiful he is. How handsome he is. How glamorous he is. This person is so beautiful. And yes, there's no ever exaggeration. In this verse, he was so beautiful. He'll take your mind away. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given him that beauty. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made him so beautiful. The entire beauty of the world is equal to one beauty of Yusuf alayhi salam. قُلْنَا حَاشَ لِلَّهِ مَا هَذَا بَشَرًا إِنْ هَذَا إِلَّا مَلَكٌ كَرِيمٌ. Perfect is Allah. This is not a human being. This is an angel. Look how beautiful he is. And subhanallah. Now Yusuf alayhi salam running away from one woman. Now he's got a number of women, a group of women who are trying to seduce him. He had one woman that's trying to seduce him. Now there's a number of women who are trying to seduce him. قالت فذلكن الذي لمتنني فيه. So what did the wife of the treasurer, what did the treasurer's wife say to them? Now you understand what happened to me? Look, subhanallah. Look how repulsive, disgusting the position is. She didn't deny that she tried to seduce him. She's trying to prove herself why she did that. So she gathered them not to try and deny the rumor that's going around that, you know what are you talking about, what are you saying, that I tried to seduce my slave is not true. No, it's true. I want to prove you even why. Subhanallah, people reach to that level, to that state of being so low that they don't even comprehend anymore. قَالَتْ فَذَلِكُنَّ الَّذِي لُمْتُنَّنِ فِيهِ. This is what you've been reprimanding me and blaming me on? Is that what you've been talking against me on? وَلَقَدْ رَاوَتُهُ عَن نَفْسِهِ فَاسْتَعْصَمَ. And I tried to seduce him. I'm not going to deny it. Yes, I tried to seduce him. But he rejected. He refused. فَاسْتَعْصَمَ. وَلَئِن لَمْ يَفْعَلْ مَا أَمُرُهُ لَيُسْجَنَنَّ وَلَيَكُونَ مِنَ الصَّاغِرِينَ. And I'll continue to seduce him. Subhanallah, what happened to this lady? Like, you know, no jealousy, no integrity, no dignity. She's still persistent on her evil action. No, I seduced him and I'll continue to seduce him. And if he's not going to do so, I'm going to lock him up. I'm going to continue to seduce him. I'm going to continue to be intimate with him. And if he's not going to continue, if he's not going to listen to me, if he's going to continue refusing me, la yusjanan, I'm going to lock him up. Obviously, she's got the power. She's the wife of the treasurer. وَلَا يَكُونَ مِّنَ الصَّاغِرِينَ. Not only he's going to be locked up, I'm going to humiliate him. I'm going to despise him, debase him. He'll see. He either does what I want him to do with me, or I'm going to punish him. Subhanallah. You as an innocent person, upright person, righteous person, someone who believes in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and does what's right, it really takes a big toll on you when someone is doing this to you or someone's talking to you like that. Can you imagine Yusuf alayhi salam as a prophet, a messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How shaken he would have been by this? So what did Yusuf alayhi salam say? He resorted to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's powerless in front of the wife of the treasurer, in front of the wives of the other ministers. Now he had one problem, now he's got a number of problems. Before he had one problem, now he's got a number of problems. So he's powerless. Unfortunately, he's powerless. The only power he has is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he resorted to Allah azza wa jalla and said, قَالَ رَبِّ السِّجْنُ أَحَبُّ إِلَيَّ مِمَّا يَدْعُونَنِي إِلَهِ. Ya Allah, lock me up. I'd rather be locked up, Ya Rabb, than disobeying you. Subhanallah, true believer. I would rather be locked up, incarcerated. I would rather be in prison than committing a sin that disobeys you, Ya Rabb, displeases you. Ya Rabb, Ya Allah, he started to ask Allah to lock him up. قَالَ السِّجْنُ أَحَبُّ إِلَيَّ مِمَّا يَدْعُونَنِ إِلَيْهِ. Ya Allah, I'd rather be locked up than committing the sin that these people are trying to seduce me or call me for. وَإِلَّا تَصْرِفْ عَنِّي كَيْدَهُنَّ أَصْبُ إِلَيْهِنَّ وَأَكُمْ مِنَ الْجَاهِلِينَ. Oh Allah, if you don't turn them away from me, if you don't turn them away from me, then I'll be inclined towards them. Not because he wants to commit that. It's like he's been forced. He's been forced to be in that environment. Say, Ya Allah, take me out of this environment. Prophets and messengers don't commit sins, nor they think of committing sins, nor they are inclined to commit any sin. وَأَكُمْ مِنَ الْجَاهِلِينَ. Ya Allah, keep me away from this environment. Otherwise, I'll be from amongst the ignorant people. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَاسْتَجَابَ لَهُ. فَاسْتَجَابَ. Right away, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted his supplication. What was his supplication? What did he ask Allah for? Ya Allah, lock me up. I'd rather be locked up than being in a position that disobeys you. Subhanallah, do you ever think that way? You'd rather do it hard than disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These days, no, Ya Rab, as long as I do it good and easy, it doesn't matter, I obey you or disobey you. Yusuf alayhi salam saying, Ya Allah, I'd rather do it hard, suffer, and pay the price than disobeying you. This is the thought, the gesture of a true believer, alayhi salam. فَاسْتَجَابَ لَهُ رَبُّهُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala straight away accepted his supplication. فَصَرَفَ عَنْهُ كَيْدَهُنْ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala averted and deterred away from him what the other ladies were planning and plotting against him. So it's not only one woman that wants him now, a number of women that want him. And those women are powerful people, influential people in the country. They are the wives of the ministers. So they could go and whisper and insinuate and push their husbands to do something against Yusuf, and what happened? There's no democracy back then. So Yusuf alayhi salam asked Allah, Ya Allah, I'd rather be incarcerated in isolation than disobeying you. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted that. And what did the treasurer do? Because the news, the rumor that's going out, that the wife of the treasurer, she's the one that tried to seduce Yusuf alayhi salam. But now the treasurer wants to flip it on Yusuf alayhi salam and make Yusuf alayhi salam to be the guilty one and his wife is the innocent one. So what did he do? He put him on a donkey and flipped him, which is a sign of humiliation, and made someone walk right in the middle of the streets of Egypt and say, this person, Yusuf, the son of Yaqub, had committed this crime. He tried to seduce the wife of the treasurer. He tried to do this. He tried to do that. Turned the crime on Yusuf alayhi salam. So the treasurer and his wife look like the innocent ones, and Yusuf alayhi salam is the guilty one. Subhanallah. It reminds you of something that we have these days, the media. How they twist the truth to become untrue. And the falsehood becomes true. Good becomes bad. Bad becomes good. Freedom of speech when you feel like it. When you don't feel like it, attack other people. Allahu Akbar. Exactly. That's their media back then. Put them on a donkey, flip them around, let people go with drums. Yusuf, the son of Yaqub, tried to commit a crime against the wife of the treasurer, just to wash the treasurer's wife away from the sin and the crime. So now, who is the criminal? Who's the guilty one? Yusuf alayhi salam. And who's the innocent one? The wife of the treasurer. فَاسْتَجَابَ لَهُ رَبُّهُ. فَصَرَفَ عَنْهُ كَيْدًا. Okay, is that what you want, Yusuf? We're going to give it to you. You want to be incarcerated and locked up so you don't fall in the haram? We'll lock you up. إِنَّهُ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala listens and hears. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala listens and hears. ثُمَّ بَدَى لَهُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا رَأَوُوا الْآيَاتِ لَيَسْجُنُنَّهُ حَتَّى حِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, after what had appeared to them, that's it. They were adamant to lock him up. Who was behind it? The treasurer and his wife. Why? Because he refused to be intimate with the wife of the treasurer. And subhanAllah, and the treasurer himself is locking up. This is all happening under his nose, that his wife is having an affair behind him, or trying to have an affair. She's trying to have an affair behind him. And you know what? It's all right. Well, you know what? Maybe it's not all right, but you know, my fame, my power, my influence comes before anything. SubhanAllah. Power and fame corrupts people. If you don't use it, it'll abuse you. So now, a new phase, a new era starts for Yusuf alayhi salam, where he was in the care of his father, then he was cast in the world, then he was in the care of his master in the treasurer's palace, and he was very respected there, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala even makes mention that in the Quran Kareem. Now he's locked up. Subhanallah, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes things operate in mysterious ways. Subhanallah, Allah is amazing. What you see from the outside, you know what? It's dark from the outside, but there's a light inside. It's bad from the outside, but Allah prepares goodness. So now Yusuf alayhi salam is locked up. From being in the palace of the treasurer, and it was the chief of staff, like he had the respect, the honor, and the power, the luxury and the comfort in the palace of the treasurer, now he's locked up. He's a prisoner, an inmate. وَدَخَلَ مَعَهُ السِّجْنَ فَتَيَانَ. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now talks to us about the second phase of the life of Yusuf alayhi salam in Egypt, in incarceration, in lockup, in prison. When Yusuf alayhi salam was incarcerated and locked up, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَدَخَلَ مَعَهُ السِّجْنَ فَتَيَانَ. Two young men were incarcerated with Yusuf alayhi salam. They were locked up with Yusuf alayhi salam. They were with Yusuf alayhi salam in his cell. They lived with Yusuf alayhi salam, and they saw good characteristics and qualities in Yusuf alayhi salam. Very noble, very polite, very honest, respectful, wise, forbearant. Like, you know, usually when you get in prisons, you've got people who lost the plot. Not all, of course, but most of them. You don't even know, like, you know, at any moment something will come. But in the prison, you see someone very well respected, very polite, very honorable, very devout. He's devoted in his worship. Like, they saw good signs, characteristics, traits, qualities in Yusuf alayhi salam, so they felt very comfortable with him. One night, both of them saw a dream. So they wanted to sit down with Yusuf alayhi salam and mention it to him. You know, sometimes you get struck by some dreams, and you feel there's something from behind that dream. قَالَ أَحَدُهُمَا إِنِّي أَرَانِي أَعْصِرُ خَمْرًا. Next morning they sat down with Yusuf alayhi salam. Oh Yusuf, we feel very comfortable with you. You seem to be a righteous person, a pious person, a respectful person. So we want to share with you some of our personal issues. قَالَ أَحَدُهُمَا إِنِّي أَرَانِي أَعْصِرُ خَمْرًا. Last night I saw in the dream that I was squeezing alcohol. I had grapes and I was squeezing them, making them into alcohol or wine. وقال الآخر, the other one said, إني أراني أحمل فوق رأسي خبزا تأكل الطير من. The other one said, I saw in my dream last night that I was carrying a basket of bread, and birds were coming and eating from that bread. SubhanAllah, two dreams by two men inside that cell with Yusuf alayhi salam. One of them saw in his dream the night before that he was squeezing grapes, turning them into wine. The other one saw himself carrying a basket of bread and birds are eating from that bread. نَبِّئْنَا بِتَأْوِيلِهِ. Explain that to us. Which is also, this alludes to that these people had an understanding. They had an understanding that dreams do have an interpretation. And we do believe that dreams do have an interpretation, but not all dreams. Most of our dreams are foolish, stupid dreams. You see yourself, Allah is sleeping in Sydney, and you see yourself in the Arctic. Or you see yourself in Lebanon. Or you see yourself in Pakistan. Allahu alam. It's not necessarily every time you see something, oh Allah, there's an interpretation. Or I get people call me. Sometimes it's 6 o'clock in the morning. Sheikh, I just saw a dream. What? I was just killing an ant. Go and kill an ant. Once I remember, Sheikh, wallah, a sister, she called about 7 o'clock in the morning. Wallah, Sheikh, I made this istikhara for me to get married to this person, and I saw myself stepping in cockroaches and insects. Hey, my bro, go and get married to him. Not everything has an interpretation. So now there's two men, there's two young men, they felt close to Yusuf alayhi salam. They respected Yusuf. So one of them saw in the dream that he was squeezing grapes, turning them into wine. The other one saw in his dream they was carrying a basket of bread. Birds were eating from that bread, from above his head. نَبَّئْنَا بِتَأْوِيلِهِ. Interpret that for us, O Yusuf. إِنَّا نَرَاكَ مِنَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. We'll see to me a man of a good character. SubhanAllah. So they have that confidence in Yusuf alayhi salam. They already had that confidence. إِنَّا نَرَاكَ مِنَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Or Yusuf will see to be a good, righteous, upright person, honest person, trustworthy person. Obviously, when it comes to personal matters, you don't want to open them up to anyone. You want to open them up to someone that you feel comfortable with. Someone that you have confidence in. Even if it's the biggest person, if you don't feel comfortable with this person, you're not going to open up to them. Your big boss, the one that you work for, if you don't feel confidence in this person, you're not going to open up to them. You listen to them because you feel like you're enslaved by them, or you work for them. But at the end of the day, when it comes to personal matters, you only go and speak to someone that you feel comfortable with. The people of Quraysh, they used to fight the Prophet Muhammad during the day. But in the evening, they used to go and put their belongings and their valuables with the Prophet Muhammad because they had no one else to trust except the Prophet ﷺ. إِنَّا نَرَاكَ مِنَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Oh Yusuf, we just shared with you something which is very personal. Please, we see you to be a good man, a righteous man, an upright person. Explain it to us. Interpret this to us. So what did Yusuf alayhi salam do? He could have just interpreted the thing straight away to them. He could have just interpreted the dream straight away to those two men. And he knew the interpretation of those dreams. But he wanted to comfort them even more. He wanted to comfort them even more. So when he says something to them, they know that what Yusuf alayhi salam is saying is 100%, without a doubt. قَالَ لَا يَأْتِيكُمَا طَعَامٌ تُرْزَقَانِهِ إِلَّا نَبَّأْتُكُمَا بِتَأْوِيلِهِ قَبْلَ أَنْ يَأْتِيكُمَا. It was time for lunch. He said, I'm going to tell you right now, the type of food, exactly what type of food you'll be eating today. So when lunch came, exactly the same type of food that he told them they were going to be eating, that food came. Wow, this person really knows what he's talking about. And that's when he interpreted the dream to them. ذَلِكُمَا مِمَّا عَلَّمَنِي رَبِّي. But, you know what, I just have to disclose something to you. I want to be clear from the very beginning. This knowledge that you've seen from me, and everything that I mentioned to you, and every interpretation that I interpret to you, ذَلِكَ مِمَّا عَلَّمَنِي رَبِّي. This is what Allah had taught me. It's from Allah, not because of me. There's a Rabb. There's a Lord that I resort back to and learn from. I'm just a creation. There's a creator above me. SubhanAllah, the quality of the Prophet and Messenger. ذَلِكَ مِنْ فَضْلِ اللَّهِ ذَلِكُمَا مِمَّا عَلَّمَنِي رَبِّي إِنِّي تَرَكْتُ مِلَّةَ قَوْمٍ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ وَهُمْ بِالْآخِرَةِ هُمْ كَافِرُونَ. And now he wants to take an opportunity of da'wah. Because every prophet and messenger, by default, they are da'is. They call to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. By default, they encourage and advocate their belief. It's their nature. You as a true Muslim, you should be capitalizing on every single opportunity for you to advocate and call to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They invite people to the deen of Allah azza wa jal. So now Yusuf alayhi salam wants to capitalize on this opportunity. and promote the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and call him to Allah azza wa jal. Inni taraktum illa taqawmin. لا يؤمنون بالله وهم بالآخرة كافرون. The people that are just left are people who disbelieve in Allah. They are disbelievers. He don't believe in Allah in the day of judgment. And they are disbelievers. واتبعت ملة آبائي إبراهيم وإسحاق ويعقوب. And I follow the religion of my forefathers, Ibrahim, Ishaq, and Yaqub. Yusuf is the son of Yaqub, the son of Ishaq, the son of Ibrahim. ما كان لنا أن نشرك بالله من شيء. We never ascribe any punishment to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. ذلك من فضل الله علينا. This is not because of us. This is the mercy of Allah upon us. Subhanallah. A true believer always refers everything back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's because of Allah I'm strong. It's because of Allah I'm wealthy. It's because of Allah I'm healthy. It's because of Allah I do this and I do that. ذلك من فضل الله علينا وعلى الناس ولكن أكثر الناس لا يشكرون. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestowed upon us, but unfortunately a lot of people don't thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Unfortunately a lot of people don't thank Allah azza wa jalla. ولكن أكثر الناس لا يشكرون. Most people don't thank Allah azza wa jalla and not appreciative of what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given him. So now Yusuf alayhi salam had proved to them that everything that I'm going to be saying to you is true. And look, I'm going to tell you about the food and the type of food they're going to be eating. It boosted his confidence in their hearts and minds. And then he gave them da'wah. Believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And everything that I'm about to say to you is from Allah azza wa jal. And now he interprets their dream. The first one. Okay, he continues with the da'wah here. So, يَا صَاحِبَيْ سِجْنِيَ أَرْبَابٌ مُتَفَرِّقُونَ خَيْرٌ أَمِ اللَّهُ الْوَاحِدُ الْقَهَارُ. All my friends, my companions in the cell, in the prison. Is it better for you to worship a number of lords or worship one Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? One Lord, مَا تَعْبُدُونَ مِنْ دُونِهِ إِلَّا أَسْمَاءً سَمَّيْتُمُوهَا أَنْتُمْ وَآبَاؤُكُمْ مَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ بِهَا مِنْ سُلْطَانٍ. There's things that you are worshipping, there's idols that you are worshipping, there's statues that you are worshipping, and things that you made with your own hands that have nothing. That are powerless. What then you worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Innal hukmu illa lillah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the only almighty. And the might is only to Allah. Amara an la ta'budu illa iya. Allah orders you there only worship him. Thalika ad-din al-qayyim. Walakinna akthar an-nasi la ya'lamun. Walakinna akthar an-nasi la ya'lamun. This is the straight religion, but most people don't know. So he gave him da'wah and emphasized on the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and only Allah, and that there's no deity except Allah, there's no Lord except Allah, there's no God except Allah. He is the only one that's deserving of being worshipped to the end of it. And now he interprets their dream. He gave him da'wah, and now I'm going to tell you about your dream. And subhanAllah, this is the tactic. This is the strategy of giving da'wah. Da'wah needs tactics. Da'wah needs a strategy. You can't just in people's face like this. Comfort people. Comfort people with a smile. Embrace them. Let them know that you're a good, genuine person. Then talk to them. We straight away in your face. That's it. You know what? Allah says that. The Quran says this. You know what? Islam is that. Comfort people before you speak to them. So Yusuf alayhi salam, you know, like this is something that teaches us how he comforted people. He comforted people and boosted his confidence in their hearts and minds before he explained or interpreted their dream. Okay, what's the interpretation of their dream? Ya sahibay sijn, my fellow companions of prison. Amma ahadukuma fayasqi rabbahu khamra. About the one that saw himself in the dream, they were squeezing grapes, turning them into wine. He's going to be free and he's going to start pouring wine for the king. So the interpretation is, you're going to be free. And not only are you going to be free, you're going to be someone who's going to be enslaved by the king himself, and your responsibility is to pour wine for him. Okay, what about the other one that saw himself carrying a basket of bread and the birds were eating from it? وَأَمَّا الْآخَرْ فَيُسْلَبْ فَتَأْكُلُ الطَّيْرُ مِنْ رَأْسِهِ. And the other one, he saw himself carrying a basket of bread and birds were eating from it. You're going to be crucified and you're going to die. You're going to be crucified. And you're going to die. And the birds are going to come and eat from your flesh. Subhanallah. So one is going to be free. And he's going to come out of the prison to be in the palace of the king. And the other one is going to be crucified, killed. And then his flesh will be eaten by the birds. قُضِيَ الْأَمْرُ الَّذِي فِيهِ تَسْتَفْتِيَ. That's it. This is the end of the matter. This is the end of what I told you is what's going to happen. So what did Yusuf alayhi salam say to the one that he knows is going to be freed, the one that saw in the dream that he was squeezing grapes, turned them into wine? He said, when you go to the king, mention me in front of him. Like, you know what? Intercede for me. Remember me in front of the king. Maybe he'll take me out of prison. No one likes to stay in prison. Even if a prophet and messenger, no one wants to stay in the prison. So exactly what he mentioned to the two, the one that saw himself carrying bread and the birds were eating from it, he was taken out, crucified, killed, and the bird ate from his flesh. The other one who was taken out of prison and he was put in the palace of the king, pouring wine for the king every single day or whenever he wants. So what does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says? وَقَالَ لِلَّذِي ظَنَّ أَنَّهُ نَاجٍ مِّنْهُمَ اذْكُرْنِ عِنْدَ رَبِّكَ. He told the one that he knew that he's going to be freed, and that's the one that was saw in the dream that he was squeezing grapes, and then later on he became someone that's pouring wine for the king. He said, mention me in front of the king, maybe the king will free me. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَأَنْسَاهُ الشَّيْطَانُ ذِكْرَ رَبِّهِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the shaytan made that free man forget Yusuf alayhi salam. فَلَبِثَ فِي السِّجْنِ بِضْعَ سِنِينَ. So Yusuf alayhi salam stayed a number of odd years in the prison. Some of the narrations say up to 14 years from that time. And some narrations say that Yusuf alayhi salam came down, Jibreel alayhi salam came down to Yusuf alayhi salam and said, oh Yusuf, who remembered you when you were thrown in the well? Allah. And who remembered you when he did that? Allah. And who remembered you when he did that? Allah. Now, if he got Allah and he asked this man that Allah Azza wa Jalla is going to free from the prison, Allah taught him a lesson. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught Yusuf alayhi salam a lesson. Because not that he didn't depend on Allah, but he could have depended on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala better than this. So Allah taught him a lesson. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala before you ask the creation. And doesn't mean that you don't take by the means. You take by the means, but you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you are sick, you ask Allah to give you shifa and recovery, then you go to the doctor. When you are poor and you need money, you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give you wealth, and then you go and work. When you need something, you ask Allah first, and then you go and take by the means. فَلَبِثَ فِي السِّجْنِ بِضْعَ سِنِينَ. Now Yusuf alayhi salam is forgotten. Years go past. And where's Yusuf? In the prison. So what happened to this man that Yusuf alayhi salam told him, don't forget me? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made him forget. In the verse, Allah says the shaytan. But that's one of the things Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had written. Until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted an event to take place where the king himself saw a dream and no one could have interpreted that dream except Yusuf alayhi salam. And that dream was so exciting. We'll talk about it next week. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from amongst those who listen and hear and act upon what they listen and hear.
Every Muslim dreams to be up in Jannah. It pies person's destiny. Inshallah, in Jannah.